It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today on Prophecy Today weekend, somewhat of a focus on the area of Judea and Samaria, which some people call the West Bank. I'll discuss who the land actually belongs to and what is the future of this land in question. This is a very important subject we're looking at. But first, we had other broadcast partners that had some very important information on current events around the world, some major stories with the details behind those headlines. Colonel Bob McGinnis was in Washington, D.C. We talked about the unknown as it relates to the massacre in Syria. Who was responsible? Was it Bashar Assad and his military, or was it the opposition? We also talked about President Obama's kill list. That's a very important subject. You can go back and listen to that conversation with Bob if you'd like to. David Dolan on our Middle East News update, he said that there is concern. Can Israel really trust President Obama to take care of the Iranian situation? That's a big question among the Israeli politicos. And Ehud Barak, he is the Minister of Defense. He called for the evacuation of the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. Along with that, I talked with David Wilder, spokesperson for Hebron, one of those Jewish settlements, and another is Shiloh, and Winky Madad was there. We talked about this. It was an emotional response from David Wilder, somewhat of a political response from Winky Madad, covering the aspects of a call to evacuate Judea and Samaria. Dr. Rob Congdon brought us an update on the European Union and how the European Union diplomacy towards Israel and Palestinians is very interesting, developing right now something along the lines of how we'll be after the rapture of the church and in the tribulation period. And a very interesting conversation about the Hungarian minister who said to the European Union, stop empire building. That has great prophetic significance. David James gave us the announcement that he has his book. It's going to be published. It's a review of The Harbinger. It's more than a review. It's over 200 pages. It'll deal with all that we believe could be biblically incorrect in the book. And we talked about a new book coming up. It's called The Covenant. We'll have more on that in the days to come and broadcast in the future. All of these conversations heard on PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you. And that is at prophecytoday.com. Prophecytoday.com. Look for PTRN, and you'll be able to pass along this information to your friends. Let them hear some of the very important discussions I had with the broadcast partners today on current events happening around this world. But this week, Israel's Minister of Defense, Ehud Barak, called for Jews to be removed, actually evacuated, from their homes, their families, their businesses, right there in Judea and Samaria. Now, most of the settlers, I'm going to have to tell you, say this is only political talk, that Ehud Barak is really way down in the polls and he's just trying to actually revitalize his political career. However, pressure could be applied by those who would like to get rid of these Jewish settlements. For example, the European Union is calling for them to be evacuated. The U.S. administration has done the same thing, and Ban Ki-moon of the United Nations says that this has to happen. They say that the Jewish settlements are a hindrance to peace. Actually, these settlements are enhancing peace. Between 1948 and 1967, there were no Jewish settlers there in Judea and Samaria. Palestinians controlled the area, and there was no peace during that time. Let's put aside the peace question just for a moment and ask the question, who does the land belong to? When you go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, you'll see that in Leviticus, the Lord, through the prophet Moses, is giving the Jewish people information about the land. He wants them to give it a sabbatical every 7 years to rest the land. Do not raise any crops. He will take care of the Jewish people. He's talking about what about the poor, and if they can't support their land and they can't keep it and somebody takes it, should it be given back to them? Well, this is all there in Leviticus chapter 25. Very interesting statement in Leviticus 23, where the Lord says that this land is his land. This land is God's land. The land in question, Judea and Samaria, plus 10 times what Israel has today, And he's told the Jewish people, you're going to be caretakers for the land. You see, God is sovereign. He has the right to give the land to whom he would like to. What Israel has today, as I said, is only 10% of what they will have. 10 times of what they have today will come to them during the kingdom period. That's in the future. And what the biblical borders of Israel tell us, it'll be half of Egypt, all of Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, 3/4 of Iraq, and 3/4 of Saudi Arabia. That's a lot more land, and that's the problem, because actually these Muslims understand what the Bible says and the promise that God has given the Jewish people. The focus on Judea and Samaria, however, would have to be what is so much concerning today. Jews are living there, the Palestinians want it, and they say they're going to take it. Book of Ezekiel chapter 37 says, in the last days, that's exactly what will happen. Verse 5 says that these Jewish people, that's Ezekiel chapter 35, excuse me, I think I said Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 35 says that in verse 5 and 10, the Jews will be killed by the Palestinians, and the Palestinians will take their land. In Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 to 23, it talks about what is going to happen in this land when they try to take away the land from the Jewish people. The Lord said to Ezekiel, put two sticks in your hand. One will be called Israel, the other stick will be called Judah. When they put them in your hand, then there will be one stick. But that's talking about coming back together. Now, all the tribes of Israel are there in the land today. This is talking about in the future when there's going to be another Jewish state. You can read that also in Malachi chapter 2 and Jeremiah chapter 3, where it talks about the states coming back together, Judea and Israel. Those are going to be the two names for the two Jewish states. I've talked to the Jewish settlers. They're prepared for a second Jewish state. I've talked to a number of settlers who are ready to establish the state of Judah. And when that happens, it happens during the tribulation period after the rapture. Now, do you understand that? All that we've been talking about on this broadcast is basically setting the stage for God's scenario to unfold for the last days. You remember what it is? The rapture of the church, then the 7-year tribulation period. Jesus Christ comes back to the earth and establishes his kingdom for 1,000 years. That's how it unfolds. But let me tell you, these two Jewish states will come to power in that tribulation period. That's Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 to 23. You know what that means? The rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.